Wednesday night, just after 8 p.m. And of course, this is when we present our music special. Now, last month, who could ever forget the concert that Ross Wilson put on in Rexmeal Park? It was great. And one of the great things I love about Ross is when you see him on stage, he puts on 110%. Passionate about his music, passionate about the songs that he writes. It's with absolute pleasure that I introduce Ross Wilson once again to the Fab FM audience. Hello, Ross.
Hiya, Paul. Great to be in Port Douglas and see so many people all jumping around in the park. It was a wonderful place and the best green room I've been in, overlooking the bay and the waves lapping at our back door.
Fabulous stuff. And now, you told me in an earlier interview that you do around 100 gigs a year.
That's a rough estimate, but yeah, I think it'd be around about that, sometimes more, you know.
And looking back, I certainly want to talk about some of your albums. And one of the things that when I was back last month when I actually covered that concert, a lot of people in the audience said, yeah, they like the old stuff from you. Oh, but I love his new stuff as well.
Well, that's really good because, you know, that's the challenge for all artists that have been around for a while is to keep going forward and but not just have to churn out the old songs, even though I love them.
Yeah.
But to keep on moving and writing new songs, because that's how I see myself as not just an entertainer but as a creator of songs and a singer of songs, interpreter of songs. Sometimes I sing other people's songs, like, for instance, Eric McCusker from Mondo Rock wrote Come Said the Boy and State of the Heart, and I still, you know, I feel that I brought a lot to those compositions and I still love singing them.
Well, Touch of Paradise, I've got to say, and I'd like to play that for the listeners.
Yeah.
Touch of Paradise, and I'm not saying it because you're sitting here, I'd tell John Farnham the same thing. I think your version, Mondo Rock version, better than John's. Now, you're not going to get into that controversy,
yeah.
But there's something you bring to that song that John doesn't.
Well, there's three versions now that that I'm associated with. There's the John Farnham one, of course, that everyone knows. Mondo Rock's version, which was on the album Nuevo Mondo about 4 years before Farnham cut the song. But there's also a newer version that I did, which was the arrangement we played at the concert, which is quite a lot different to both of those. And it's more of a kind of soul approach, you know, soul music. Mm. And that's kind of how I hear the song now. Because as time goes by, you know, you change as a person, you change with the things that you learn along the way. And I came to a point where I thought, well, I like that song, but what else can I do with it, you know? So I made quite some radical changes to it, even changed some of the chords, mess around with the melody and sing it coming from a kind of soul groove place, which I think captures everybody's attention when I play it live. And then we do that sing-along silly thing, na na na, and sort of have a bit of fun with it as well, you know.
I love that song. Let's hear it.
Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. It makes my troubles cease. The sun is hiding, leaving a pink scar that stretches right across the sky. That's all we see so far. And all I do is look into your eyes for that special touch of paradise. Just a touch of paradise. Just a special touch of paradise. You hold my hand and that's when we kiss. It doesn't take long, no, 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 for me to get the gist of this love that stretches out across the land, where rainbows flash as we're walking in the sand. All I do is look into your eyes for that special touch of paradise. You give me, baby, just
Touch of Paradise there, and just a great song. And you must love presenting that song. And you were saying before we played it that you love to mess around with it. How can we present it a little bit differently? And Come Back Again is another song I know that you have fun with as well. It's a simple song with the chords,
very simple,
but you can do stuff with it, jam with it, anything with
it. Can, and that's the beauty of that song. And I don't, you know, I've tried to think, why is it not boring? It's just the same eight bars over and over, but within that eight bars you can do whatever you like. You can play a guitar solo or, you know, or change the melody, and I'm always messing with that, you know. And that's a special, that Come Back Again holds a special place for me. You know, when I play a guitar on it, and it's a particular, that style of the finger picking with the bass thumb going, that's in Eagle Rock and Hi Honey Ho and a bunch of other songs. But Come Back Again, it's probably the simplest song I've ever written, but one of the best. I just love it.
Oh, let's play it. Would you introduce it for me?
Yeah. Here we go, Come Back Again by Daddy Cool with me on vocals and a little bit of guitar on coming out of the left channel. Come Back Again.
I'm open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe. I spoke to your mom and I spoke to your dad. You said I was crazy, it made me feel sad. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe. Feeling so sad, so lonely too. You don't know how it is to feel sad, lonely and blue. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe. Spoke to your dad and I spoke to your mom. They said, go away, boy, and leave us alone. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe. Everything you say just make me feel blue. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe. I went to the dance, but I went all alone. I watched you dance and then I followed you home. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe.
Come Back Again there from Daddy Cool. Ross Wilson, of course, great song. And as Ross said, you can play around with that song. And when you hear that song, if the feet don't go tapping, there's something wrong. You have got no soul.
Yeah. Well, it's a funny mixture of styles because it's not really a rock song. It leans more into the country area, but it's got like that kind of Mississippi blues in it as well, you know.
No, it's beautiful. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about your early days, and certainly you got started early. You were in a school band, so you must have. Did you have the musical background? Were the people in your life that influenced you?
Well, I guess, you know, it's sort of thing you can't really teach. It's something that's within you that made me, you know, gravitate towards music and hear sounds and go, what's that? And I think that was from an early age, you know. But when I was about 10 years old, that's when the rock and roll era, sort of around 1958, really hit in Australia, you know, in a big way. And, of course, suddenly the radio changed and, you know, I was interested in all the sounds I was hearing. And it just went from there, really. But I was very lucky to have parents that had broad musical tastes. My dad was a jazz fan, so there was a lot of old jazz records lying around and sort of bebop records, and he loved trumpet players, so there's a lot of, you know, sort of Miles Davis and anyone who could play high notes. There's this guy called Cat Anderson that he loved, who was playing the highest note of all, you know. So I was aware of all of these people, and my mother, of course, she had come through a classical background and could play the piano and was an accomplished violinist and a very good singer. So she got me involved and my brother involved in the local church choir, where we learnt a bit about singing harmonies. And all of those things combined, plus my, you know, just youthful enthusiasm for whatever the pop music was around at the time, led me into various directions of, you know, finding out about blues music. And so by the time I was asked to join a band, I'd taken up blues harmonica and I could sing. I knew I could sing, you know, because I was singing all the time around the house and everything and in the choirs and whatever. And so I just, by the time I got asked to join a band, I was sort of, in a way, I was really ready for that. And as soon as I got in front of a rocking band, even though, you know, we were all learning as we went, I felt very comfortable on stage. It was like, that's where I belong, because I was quite a shy kid, you know.
I find that very hard.
Yeah, no, well, I change when I hit the stage, you know. That's my alter ego kind of comes out. That gets the performance side of things. But it's also the way that I connect with the world, because I might be quiet off stage, not very sociable, but that's my, when I'm on stage and all the people are there, that's when we're all getting together. That's when I engage with the world at large, you know, and I do the best I can to do my thing for them.
You genuinely, you can see up there, you genuinely enjoy it. You really genuinely enjoy performing in front of a live crowd.
Well, there's two aspects to that. One is to, like, do the thing, as I mentioned, with the people, and the other is enjoying playing with the musicians that I've got. And there's nothing worse than playing with bad musicians. So I try to get the best musicians I can at any particular time, and I've got a really, really good band at the moment. The Peaceniks, and I stand in front of them, and I know that they're going to back me up, you know, and then I know they're going to sound good, and I'll be able to do my thing with ease with them.
You know what, I find it interesting to watch a performer like you, and of course performers up front have these subtle ways of telling the band, that's it, you know, we're wrapping this song up now, and you do it, they know the signals.
Yeah.
Most of the crowd, the punters wouldn't know, but you obviously have a speak between them that's just understood.
Yeah, they watch a few, they've got a few hand signals, little hand signals or a glance here or a vocal cue, you know. There's a lot of vocal cues where they know, oh, when he says that, that's when we start, you know, that kind of thing. So there's a little bit of planning into it, but they just, after, you know, I've had this particular lineup together for about 2 months now, made a few changes. But I've worked with all the guys before, but not in this lineup. But they know, you know, just to kind of keep their eyes and ears open and and everything runs smoothly.
Yes, just make sure Ross gets what he wants.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's get the Eagle Rock out of the way. We have to. We can't do a music special without it. And it was interesting when you were up on stage, I remember last month when you were doing Rexmill Park, when you came to that song, you say, now, you've behaved yourself, I'm going to make you happy now. They obviously need to hear Eagle Rock.
No, I gave them a bit of a tease with that song about Facebook, which is, which had a little bit of the Eagle Rock groove, you know, doing diddly doing kind of thing, and then but then I give him the real Eagle Rock.
That was massive, and it's got to iconic status now. Whenever anybody talks about, and you know what, I never get sick of that song. Now you'd think you would get sick of it after having heard it so many times.
No, I don't get sick of it, and I play it every night. You know?
Yeah, it's just a great sound, and and geez, you had the people dancing at Carnival.
Well, that's the whole point, I think. You know, it's not just to sit there and you know, be preached at or whatever. It's to get involved, and that's the whole point of the kind of music I play is dance music.
Ross Wilson, our special guest on our music special this Wednesday night. Okay, we're going to play a couple of tracks off some of your albums. Now, I'd like you, it'll test your memory, I guess, of albums that you've had, but let's go back to Dark Side of the Man.
Yeah.
What track off that album shall we play?
Well, the biggest, most well-known song from that is Bed of Nails.
Better Nails there from Dark Side of the Man. Go Bongo Go Wild in 2001.
Yeah, well, Go Bongo Go Wild, the actual song, was on Dark Side of the Man. And a few years went by and I was collecting various songs that I'd recorded and I realised I had a lot of things and they hadn't been put on one album. But I felt that the actual song Go Bongo Go Wild had been overlooked. You know, it's a really ripping track and with some of the great Melbourne musicians playing on it. Fantastic. Sax solo by Paul Williamson and, you know, Paul Grabowski on piano. All these really great jazz guys, you know, came in and we cut some tracks. So Go Bongo Go Wild, I really think you should play that track. ¶¶
let your head down for a while. Better go bongo, you better go wild. That's what my baby said to me. She said, make a date and don't be late, I'll meet you in the street. I said that word beneath, let's go bongo. Down.
Let your head down,
let it down for a while.
For a while.
Oh, the bongo, baby.
The bongo.
I'm going wild.
Go wild.
Well, I'm young, but I'm over 21.
21.
There's no girl I would allow to tell me how to have my fun, but for tonight to be the one, let's go bongo, baby.
Ross Wilson, our special guest on our music special this Wednesday night. Country and Wilson in 2003. Yeah.
Country and Wilson, well, I put out the Go Bongo Go Wild album as a kind of a blues record, you know. It covers a lot of territory, but the basic idea of it was, you know, variations on a blues themes. So then it came to Country and Wilson. That was like the next one along. This is, and I had, as you know, you know, some country influences in my music, such as Bed of Nails, such as Come Back Again, which we've already heard. And I'd been going to the country music festival in Tamworth at the invitation of a friend of mine, Laurie Minson, who lives there and is a well-known country muso. So I'd been there a few times and I thought, well, I'd been writing some songs, and sometimes you go, well, how does this, what style will best suit a song? And I go, well, it's a rock song or it's a country song. And I decided I had enough songs in the country style to make an entire album. And it's one of my favourite albums. For instance, I've got a place over on a little island off the coast of Bali where we go occasionally. Now, when I play my rock albums there, like, or they sometimes, you know, they play them over the PA or whatever, in a restaurant. I go, doesn't sound that good. But when they play the Country and Wilson album in that tropical setting, it sounds great.
Wow.
Yeah, some reason. Yeah.
So what track should we play?
Well, that's a good question. I do like Nothing's Right, Nothing's Wrong.
Okay, here it comes.
Have a nice day. Still sounds the same. Can't put your finger on it. You can sense a change. Feels like the calm before the storm. Nothing's right, but nothing's wrong. Told you she loves you so many times. So why would she want to cut the ties that bind? Can't figure out what's going on. Nothing's right, still nothing's wrong. Nothing right, but nothing wrong. Nothing's right, but nothing's wrong. Nothing's right, but nothing's wrong. Can't put your finger on it, but the feeling's strong. Nothing's right, you can't tell me nothing's wrong.
Another great song. We're talking to Ross Wilson on our music special this evening, and it's a real treat for him to agree to do it, because I know you're very busy. The Tributary album in 2008.
Well, that was part of the series of Liberation put out called Blue Acoustic Series, I think they were called, and they got lots of well-known artists to revisit their catalogue of well-known, mostly well-known songs, and do them in acoustic style. Well, of course, I took that as a little flag to wave and go, if I'm going to revisit them, I don't want them to sound exactly the same. So I messed around with a lot of those tunes. For instance, there's a ragtime version of Eagle Rock with, you know, kind of ragtime boogie piano.
Oh, should we play that, or is another track?
Good. I like it. But there's also there's a good version of Zoop Bop Gold Cadillac, and there's a there's a Latin version of Bom Bom. Play Bom Bom.
Here it comes. That was a personal request by Ross Wilson, who is my very special guest tonight. Okay, we come to the album that I absolutely love this. It's called I Come in Peace. Brought out in 2010, so you're talking about 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Love's Journey is a track I love off that.
Oh, I'm glad you love that. And then I wrote that with the aforementioned Laurie Minson from Tamworth, and he's recorded a version as well. But Love's Journey, yeah, I'm glad you like that one. It means a lot to me, that song. But I went to Nashville to record that album. A guy I'd worked with in Mondo Rock Times and also on Dark Side of the Man, Mark Moffat, had moved to America and established himself as a producer and musician in Nashville. And so I knew he was there, and we went over there, and he put together a crack band, and we recorded the basic tracks. In, you know, they work really, really fast over there. We did it all in a couple of days, and then went back to his basement studio and did the vocals. And you know, particularly the title track, I was really, really happy with. I wrote I Come in Peace with Rick Brewster from the Angels a few years ago. And then I went, I love this song. I'm not going to give this to anyone. I'm going to keep it. And then finally the opportunity arose, and we had, like I said, a great studio team in Nashville, and the track turned out pretty much exactly how I wanted it to. And then a couple of years went by, and we got a call from the management of Joe Cocker saying, Joe Cocker's going to, he's recorded your song, I Come in Peace. So, you know, that to me is the kind of thing where you go, well, I was right to record that album and stick it out there. Did people... many people hear it. Oh, we know we sold a few thousand copies, but then Joe Cocker heard it. And so, you know, stamp of approval.
When I heard you sing that last month at Carnival, I said to Marion next to me, I said, I can hear Joe Cocker singing this one.
Yeah, good.
It's a real Joe.
Well, that's what I remember. I actually do think of him when I play it, you know, because even though I had the original version, there's now his version. Sadly, he passed away soon after he put out that album. But I do think of him, and there's also now the Angels, because of Rick Brewster's involvement. Rick was knocked out when Joe Cocker covered it. He couldn't believe it. And so they've done it on their most recent album too. So there's three great versions lying around of that song.
I know Rick very well.
Yeah.
He lives in Adelaide, of course, and we've caught up many, many times. And the Angels, what a group they were. That's a whole different story.
Yeah, it's still happening.
Which is fantastic. All right, well, we're going to play two tracks off this album. We'll play Love's Journey first, and then we'll play the other song, which is the title track. So here's Love's Journey now.
Love's Journey not a race, yet it must be run. Love's journey is a taste of things to come. Love's journey is a puzzle that's begging to be solved. Love's journey is a struggle that takes its toll. The journey can be such hard labor at the start, and you can lose your way. Too late you realize you've strayed. While bridges burn, you love and learn, proceeding down a road much traveled, and starting off without a clue. Love's mystery unravels as I search for you. Such hard labor at the start becomes a pleasure cruise. The sun is out, the sailing smooth. The moon at night becomes our guiding light. Love's journey's like a lazy river, flowing to the open. Love slowly grows and grows and eventually love's journey finds you here with me.
Okay, Love's Journey, and now we're going to play the title track. You can introduce it, Ross.
Yeah, it's a song I wrote with Rick Brewster from the Angels, and it's called I Come in Peace, and that's how my band got their name, the Peaceniks.
Good look is in your eyes. I don't
great song. Can I ask you this? Your favourite Mondo rock song?
Well, there's two. Okay. One is Cool World, which I wrote, and the other one, of course, is Come Said the Boy, which is both of those songs. If you know, we analyse what happens in the download era or the streaming era, and those are the ones that they're right up the top. You know, they're by far the most streamed songs, and it just happens to be a coincidence that I like them too.
Looks like we're playing both. Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm the musical director.
You can do whatever you like.
I can do whatever I like. We're going to play both of those songs. Okay, introduce both.
Okay, Cool World. Now, this Cool World was as important to me because it marked a new direction in my writing, you know. Daddy Cool era, for instance, I'd written all about kind of like dancing and having fun and things like that. And the Cool World is me a bit more grown up, and I'm thinking sort of looking inwards and a bit more kind of abstract with the lyrics. Come Said the Boy. Well, I mean, that's one Eric McCusker's masterpiece. But I got to say that the rest of the band in Mondo Rock had a lot to do with the arrangement of that song. James Black's keyboard parts, the bass part from James Gillarden, and of course, I had to think really hard about how to bring out the best of that song vocally. And so when I hear it, I go, I did a good job there.
Said the boy there, Ross Wilson. All right, thank you so much for talking with us on Fab FM on our music special. Can I wish you the best? And I want to hear more songs from you. I want to hear more albums.
Well, I've got two projects in planning, and I'm just One is a kind of bluesy kind of album, but when Ross Wilson says it's the blues, it's a little bit different to your regular blues, yeah. You know.
Not boring blues.
No. So I do have an idea of what I want to do with that, and I might also bring that out on vinyl, which is, of course, the thing to do. Now, did you realise that cassettes are coming back as well?
So get out of here.
No, they are. It's like...
What?
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the States, like particularly indie bands, they issue cassettes as well now. Who would have thought it? So don't throw out your cassette player.
Ross, I'm not getting back to getting ballpoint pens and trying to rewind those bloody things. There's no way I'm getting involved in that again.
Yeah, you might have to. But vinyl, you've still got a turntable, yeah.
No, vinyl. No, well, you know, I've done stories on people who love vinyl. It's warm. Yeah. It's a great sound. And if anybody should have vinyl, it's Ross Wilson.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind bringing out my bluesy one on that. And also I've got another, you know, more ambitious album inside me as well with some really, really good songs which I've been stockpiling.
Terrific. Ross Wilson, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
And good luck for the future.
Thank you.
And will you get that album when you write it and let us know so we can play it on the station?
Okay, I'll send you a cassette.